There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Away we go, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Phone number, the same as it's ever been, same as the text line, 251-343-0106. And a reminder here, too, that even if you don't use that today, maybe tomorrow, maybe a show on the weekend or the evenings, 56 hours a week of live local shows here at FM Talk 106.5. There's going to be something during the week you want to chime in on. Make sure to keep that number handy. And with the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can also leave us a talkback message when you see the microphone icon on the front page of the app. If you'll press that, lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and you can play it back here on the air. Good to see my friend in studio, Mobile County License Commissioner Nick Matranga.
Good afternoon, Sean. Glad to be here. How you doing?
Good. And last time I saw you, it would have been probably Veterans Day.
Yes, sir.
It was. So, you know, thank you for your service again, as always.
Always. Thank you.
You know, just I've said this before in the group of folks around here. Now, we do represent, Army's represented here with our friends, and Air Force, you know, Dalton's right. Brother, Air Force pilot, and Navy's represented, but I have an overabundance of Marines around here.
Isn't that good?
It's a wonderful thing. But the thing is, I always worry about y'all just breaking everything. Isn't that what y'all are trained to do? Just break
well, that's
stuff?
What we're trained for.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, do it surgically. So
that's right.
With purpose.
See,
on target.
Yeah, and how I get so many Marines around me. Like, y'all, be here. I love y'all. Just don't break anything while you're here. And I want to come back to that in a second because I want to talk about your service to our country as well, your service to our county as license commissioner. You have been a real breath of fresh air in that position because your ability to communicate folks, because you can see the edifice of coming into the license commission and get worried.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go in, you go, wow, okay. There's things in place that make sense to expedite our time in there.
Yes. Well, a good welcoming thing by our greeters to bring you in there. We want to see you. We want to help you. We want to help you get out of there and conduct your process as fast as we possibly can.
I love it when you check in there too.
Yep.
And most of y'all have done this. You know it, but you know you're not ever going to have to go sit and then come to a counter and not have what you need.
That's the biggest thing is if you haven't got what you need, you don't want to sit there and wait a long time and then
to find out
what you need.
Yeah.
Exactly. So having the greeter is a big plus there, although you wait a little time to get to the greeter sometimes, but at least you get your process taken care of right away, especially when the South Alabama Society of Procrastinators show up on the 31st of the month.
Well, now,
that's a club that regularly shows up, unfortunately. But
yeah, I'm sergeant at arms this year.
Yes.
But no, it's been good. I mean, I've had these situations often, you know, I'm a nerd to some degree. Mm-hmm. I have everything, but there have been times I've walked in there and your greeter said,
"Yep,
but you have to have this thing." I'm like,
well, it's something you don't do every day. You do this once a year or you buy a car once every 8 years.
Yes.
So we understand that it's a process because it's not like just going to a Chick-fil-A and getting a burger and out you go. It's a process because it's part of that. It's the legal thing because there are people that steal cars. And Alabama at one time, way back in the 70s, was a dumping ground for automobiles.
You explained this to me. Okay, the whys of that. Y'all listen to this. That's
why we went to the title situation there too, because people would come here from other states, bring the cars here, wash them, and then go take them apart or sell them in other states. And this is back way back in the 70s. And so that's why it looks like it's more cumbersome for me to just sell you a car. But part of it is just, you bought a house and you signed 1,000 pieces of paper to make sure the person that owned the house could sell it to you. So it's kind of the same thing with an automobile. So that we want to make sure that what you buy also is a legal thing to have for you, not to be cheated also. That's part of the protection that you as a consumer.
Yeah, and think about this. As I don't know what months are top for car buying, but I guess December is going to be one of them here.
December is.
Santa brings cars.
Yep, and I'm here to talk about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things, first of all, I want to get across is December is the magic month. And if everybody notices, every tag has to have a red sticker on it in the month of December. Nobody renews a tag in December. You can buy one, and you can put a tag on it, but then it's going to be...
So there's not... And nobody's renewal month is just...
That's correct. If anybody's running around with a green sticker, you're out of date. And I would suggest look in your glove box and get that sticker out of that red one and put it on your car tag, because nobody renews a tag in December. So that's the way they're easily spotted. So if any green stickers are out there, ladies and gentlemen, please come in and get your red sticker and get up to date with us before somebody makes it a miserable day with you behind with blue lights.
So I didn't know that because I'm September. I'm September, and I've always known that. I just figured it. So you use only 11 of the months, not 12.
That's correct. Yeah, and here's for. And let's say you got a name like S. Anybody around here, you might know what a last name named S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you buy this Christmas present in December, and so what kind of sticker are you going to get? You're going to get a red sticker in September to get you through September, and then the next year you'll come around September be your month, you'll get the new sticker for the new year of 2027. So it puts you in the rotation. So a lot of people, well, they'll get, let's say you got an A, Adams.
Okay.
You buy the car here in December, you're going to get a red sticker, but next month it changes in January. You got to come back in January and get your new sticker, which will be yellow this time. So we will prorate that, but don't think you bought the sticker for a year. Because a lot of people make that mistake. Well, I bought a sticker. I got a tag. But
it's just till you're okay. So you said Adams. Let's go to Charles or something like that. So I mean, just that period of time between December and when that month.
Yeah, Charles is March.
Yeah,
that's right.
So you bought that vehicle in December. Mm-hmm. You got a sticker,
you
but
did.
That sticker's only going to get you to March.
To March to get you in the rotation for your name. That's correct. Yeah, and a lot of people make that mistake. They run around thinking, "Well, I bought a tag last year. I bought it. Yes, but you bought it up until that month there, and so that'll save you a lot of hassle from being pulled over or getting a late fee, the $15 late fee.
You know, and not that everybody gets online, but 99% of us do. It is pretty easy, too. If you get last minute, you're like, you can go online and get this thing done.
We get it online. We'll have it mailed out the next day. And hopefully the mail gets to you in time and things like that. And it's another thing. If we have to mail you a metal tag, please do not have it sent to a P.O. box because they can't put a metal tag in a P.O. box. It has to go to another address.
Okay.
So we get kickbacks on that all the time, and people don't realize that or so. So that's kind of what I take. Plus, I want to bring up that you got your cars, your trucks, and your utility trailers. Utility trailers are also required to be tagged in Alabama. Not just people that do them for business, but every utility trailer has to be tagged.
Okay, so this is what I'm involved in now. So I bought a trailer, one of my utility trailers. This one, I bought. The person didn't have a tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to redo it, but I need to, the way I understand it in calling down the office, is I need to come down with the trailer to be able to...
Correct. If you bought it from a private individual...
Private individual who didn't have a tag.
Yeah, didn't have a tag. Then bring it in, and we'll look at the VIN number on it or something like that, or who's the last pass owner.
But so I'm going to physically need to bring that trailer in.
Yes. Yes, you are, because we've got to make sure you didn't steal it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I got a heck of a deal, but
And you got to make sure they didn't steal it. That's why you got a good deal, maybe.
Yeah. No, true. Yeah, it wasn't that good of a deal, but it was. And I'm just recounting y'all what I was told when I called on. So I need to bring that trailer physically to the office, and then somebody comes out and looks at it.
Right. And we'll fill it out in your name and with the bill of sale and that kind of stuff and everything like that. Now, with a utility trailer, you do not have to have insurance.
Okay. This is a very narrow question as well, self-serving. What about farm trailers? So, farm.
That's a whole different world, and we have to get into that with a very thick book. So come down to our office. We'd be glad to discuss that, which I don't have that memorized. That's why I have 92 people helping me out.
Okay, because that's the only thing. Somebody said, well, you can probably get into it.
It's getting into business and farm trailers and cars on a truck and a farm, that's a whole separate world that we have to get into the books and see all the what-ifs. Yeah.
All right, coming right back. Yeah. More with Nick Petranga right here on Midday Mobile.
Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 120 FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Joined by Mobile County License Commissioner Nick Petranga, also veteran, United States Marine Corps, commercial air pilot.
Correct.
Cool stuff. Yeah. It's like you and my mom talk the same language
for
the airlines in the old days. Also, text line here. Celeste says, thank you, Commissioner Petranga, for putting a reminder on my car. When my tag was expiring, you're the best.
Well,
if we could do that for driver's licenses, it seems like that happens like at the last minute.
They will do it, I think, after 90 days has expired, then they'll send you a notice.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's up to you, the person, to be cognizant of when your driver's license is due.
That's not your department. That goes with the state, but I think that's a...
But we renew them. Yeah.
You renew them, I'm saying, but the law of the 90 days after, I think that's
correct. And you can
drive. You're listening, the state legislators listening to the show, y'all do something about that. They should tell you 90 days before.
Before.
Not 90 days after.
Exactly. Yeah.
I see what y'all are doing there. Let's talk about insurance. Let's talk about what you got to have.
Well, I want to give a bill of sales for casual bill of sales. We have them online on our website there. They don't have to be notarized. They're on our website under resources there under MobileCountyLC.gov. Now we changed the gov now. We're not com anymore. And you have the standard stuff where you put the mileage down and everything else. And a couple of things here. Make sure the VIN number's correct on there. Check that with the car. And that puts me into titles. On the back of a title, it'll have place for the VIN number and everything on the front. Make sure the VIN number of the car you're buying matches the car. And also,
this has really happened a lot.
All the time. This is one of our biggest problems that insurance that the insurance company gets is different from the VIN number that's on the title. And there's a little thing there called a salvage title. This is where you get your $20,000 car for $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And why did you get it? Because it's salvaged. And I say this, that you can own a salvaged car, you can sell it, but you can't drive it on the street until you get it rebuilt and get a rebuilt title. So you buy a car that says salvage on it, we're not going to be able to give you a registration. You have to go have it rebuilt. That's why you got it dirt cheap. And it's a very tiny little place under remarks on the titles, which I totally disagree with. It's too small, and a lot of people get conned over this. And that's a sad thing to see when you see students from South Alabama and other places come in here with a salvage title. Oh, I got this car for very cheap. Yes, but you got to have it rebuilt. That's why you got it cheap. I didn't know that. And we hear that all the time.
So where do they look on the form for this?
On the title itself, on the place called remarks there.
Okay.
And down at the bottom, it'll say salvage or rebuilt. And that's what I would like to see them change the color of the titles. As a matter of fact, to have different color titles.
That would be smart. You'd see, like, why is this?
State doesn't want to pay for, I guess, to have a whole new stack of different color titles.
Way to go, Montgomery.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Trying to save money that way, but it gets a lot of people in trouble. But be careful when you buy a car from individuals or any place. Make sure if it is salvaged, that's fine. You can buy. A lot of people do that, and then they rebuild them, which is a very good thing to do. But you got to know what you're doing with that. So,
okay.
And then another key thing, if when you buy a car and somebody says, we had this happens, they're going to give me the title tomorrow. Do not give anybody the money until you get the title, because people, unfortunately, will misrepresent themselves, and the next day you'll never hear from them again. And probably because they didn't own the car in the first place.
Yeah, well, it's a good business model when you sell somebody else's car.
That's right.
Hey, what is the story here? What if I get a nice piece of paper and I take the crayons out and I write tag applied for? How long do I get away with having that on?
Well, you can do that for 20 days.
Okay.
20 days after you buy the car, you can run around. You have your insurance, your driver's license, and the bill of sale just in your glove compartment or in your wallet, and you can drive around for 20 days with that. After that 20 days, you got to come in and get your car registered.
But how do you know? How does the officer know that my crayon drawing.
He looks at the bill of sale when he pulls you over.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but he's going to pull you over. If you say tag applied for.
If you say tag applied for, that's a lie. The meaning, because if you applied for it, you'd have a temporary tag or you'd have a real one. There's no such thing as tag applied for. It's just a misnomer, actually.
So law enforcement is going to, if they see tag applied, they're going to pull over to see if it really
That's correct.
It.
Yeah, they'll probably pull you over, take a look at it, say, all right, let's see, what did you apply for? Because we have temporary tags. The dealers have temporary tags to give you to ride around with until you get your real tag.
Yeah, what is the dealer tag? When we see dealer tags on vehicles,
that's
what is that?
Good for 20 days. That's his advertisement to put on the car if he wants to. Like I said, you can have pictures of your kids and your parents on the back for 20 days if you want.
Okay. Interesting. You'd be like, hey, there's...
You got to have that insurance, which takes us into that insurance thing for the MLI. Here's one of our biggest things. If you get mad at the general and you want to go to USAA and get yourself another insurance company, don't drop it and then come out a week later and pick up another insurance company. The state's going to see that, and they're going to send you a nasty gram. And they don't know you're not driving the car, and that's a $200 fine. So make sure before you ever, ever drop your insurance, get insurance first, and then drop the other insurance.
But what they're going to get a fine if you just let it lapse? What if you didn't drive the vehicle?
The state doesn't know that. You got a registered car, it's driving.
So even if you didn't drive it?
That's right, because it's got a registered real tag on it. It's got a tag, and they don't know that. They make the assumption you're driving it. That's why the MLI. Now, the reason for that MLI thing is because of the statistics, is that Alabama runs about 14% of its people out of state that do not have insurance.
In our state, I thought we solved that.
No, well, we solved it. We got it less because some of the states like have here, Mississippi's 22-29%. Tennessee's 23%, Georgia's 18-19%, Florida's 26%.
Wow.
The best people out there is Maine, Wyoming, Idaho, and Utah. I looked that up. It's only 5%, probably because there's so few people out there.
That's true.
But the idea is to keep, if everybody's got insurance, our insurance rates will drop. But please, please, please do not drop your insurance and then start it, because the state's going to see it. They look at it every second, every 24 hours a day that your insurance is there, and they'll send you the letter saying, please send us why do you have insurance and not have insurance. Okay. Now, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we got somebody holding on here. Yeah. Go to the phones here. Celeste is on with Nick Matranga.
Hey, Celeste.
Hi, Commissioner Matranga. I just bought a new car. It came from Florida. I did buy it through a dealer, but they take a long time to send the title. It could take a month. When am I going to be in trouble about for not having a tag because I don't have a title?
20 days. It's unfortunately, that's between you and the dealer to flog them. You gave them money to as a customer, and you deserve the service, and you're not getting it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just how long Florida takes now.
We can't help that.
Yeah. Okay. So, That's what I was looking for.
That's the penalty. I guess Alabama's making you for buying a car in Florida or something like that. But
saves a lot of money.
Yeah, it does. But we can't help from other states not sending you. They deserve to send you the title. Actually, are you refinancing the car? Are you financing?
Yes, and I did put an application in.
That's what you need is a dealer application, because actually the finance company owns the car. So until you pay it off, that's when you, quote, get the title. What you need is the dealer's affidavit stating that it was in their inventory. That they can type up and get to you real fast. That should not be that long to get that to you.
Okay, so I can go in with that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, because you are financing it. Okay.
Okay, great. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, there we go. Now, this question from IT Jesus on the text line. Dumb question, but do you need a title for a boat to get it registered?
Well, good question, because some boats, yes, some boats, no. The state is titling boats, brand new ones of a certain length and horsepower, lit girth, how many fish you can catch in it.
Mine might be over.
Well, I'm saying it depends. Come into our office and tell us what kind of boat you got. We look it up in our computer, and it'll tell you whether it's going to be titled or not. The dealer should know that, selling it to you.
If somebody bought it
from an individual used, then you got to ask us that. Please ask us before you buy it to see if it's got a title, because we're getting to be like Florida, where we got to start titling some big boats because of the theft issue. But
this is news to me. So somebody, if you're going to, so you need to stop what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're getting excited about that fiberglass because I get it.
You bet you.
And stop and call.
Call us and say, hey, do I need a title for this vehicle, this boat? And they will
it's
say.
It's a 42-foot Matranga.
Exactly. Yeah. It's got 8,000 horsepower. Yeah. It's got two horsepower. Yes, no 2 horsepower. Yes, it's got 8,000. So it all kind of depends. It's a thick book, unfortunately. And we have some experts that know exactly how to walk you through that. So please call us. Yeah.
Okay, that's an eye-opener. All right, we've got a minute or so here left. Anything else people need to know?
Let's see here. We get into the business licenses. Alabama, Mobile County, and state of Alabama, it's a business license. And that's for Mobile and County. And we do ours in a fiscal year. And a lot of businesses get us messed up with the municipalities who do theirs on a calendar year. So people will say, well, I have a business license, and they have it at the Sarah Lynn, Pritchard, or City of Mobile, but they don't have the city, the county, the county state license. So they need to make sure that they require a state or county license. And the answer is maybe on that. Please come into our office and talk about that. And when you renew your license, one of the problems we've been having is that the license, the business license, says expires September 31st. Well, most people, when see something expired before September, they want to come in and get it done, right? Okay. But we can't issue it until October 1st.
So we have to be in that new fiscal year.
That's correct. But the stupid form says expires 31 September. So I'm trying to get the word out to people. Yeah, it expires, but then you have all of October to come in and renew it.
There we go.
Yeah, it's one of those things we got to deal with in life, unfortunately.
Learned a lot today. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Always good to be here.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. This segment of the show brought to you by, and I'll find out from the commissioner, I don't think you have to have a tag or title on these or I'd be in trouble, bicycles. And it's my buddy Clint Jameson. It should look through the text line. It's very, very telling that it's December. I can look through the text line here and my personal phone text line, the number of questions I've gotten about Adventure Earth bicycles. So that's my buddy Clint Jameson. He and I have been friends for, we're old, 25 plus years. He's always been a bike guy. When he opened the shop, I said, this is the right guy to do it. He lives, eats, breathes bicycles. Huge selection of what he calls Amish bikes, 400 plus, that's the non-electric bikes, plus electric bikes, 70 plus in stock at any time. And while that's important, like when I got mine a few years ago, you can go in, you kind of talk about what you want to do with your bike, and he's going to say, that one's probably better for this, this one's better for that, and then you go take a test ride there in the parking lot, see what it's all about, and you probably have a smile plastered on your face like me. It's important as well this time of year, to get this is why I've gotten a lot of texts on my personal phone lately, too, that people are buying for their kids or their spouse or buying a bicycle. If you've been there before, it's Christmas Eve, there's a box in there, Santa's, and there's a box of parts that supposedly becomes a bicycle by the next day. If something's missing, something doesn't fit, something's not put on properly, you're kind of messed up in that. Well, when you buy your bike locally from a local owner at Adventure Earth Bicycles, not only are the bikes assembled, they're tuned, and everything that needs to be done to them is done. So when that bike rolls up to the Christmas tree, it is perfect. So whether you're buying an e-bike for somebody, an Amish bike for somebody, if you're looking for on-road, like road bikes, gravel bikes, mountain bikes, hybrid bikes, he's got them. Huge selection, plus all the gear. If you could be riding the bicycle, protect your noggin. He's got the great helmets that go with it and all the different designs and colors. Got the stuff that goes on your bike. Ways to for our e-bikes we're using in the woods, place to hold your rifle, hold your bow, hold your water, panniers that go in the back for your gear. It's all there at Adventure Earth Bicycles. So getting a bicycle this year, go check out the selection and the advice and the expertise at Adventure Earth Bicycles. You can see them online, adventure-earth.com. But the most fun, go to the bike shop and see them in person. It's the corner of Little Flower and Airport in Midtown, kind of catty-cornered across from Bruce Chris. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside. All right, hold over here because of the questions coming in for License Commissioner Dick Matranga. First one here from the TalkBack feature. This is that TalkBack feature using the FM Talk 106.5 app. This one, first up.
Hey, Sean, question for Nick. I have a title in my name and my son's name. It's state of Alabama. I have the title. I want to put it in his name. He lives in Mississippi. What do I need to do to get it only in his name? Question mark.
So, I mean, it almost sounds like a word problem I had back in school.
But exactly. Yeah. Well, basically, what you can do is get a power of attorney to say that you have the authority and get one from him that you have the authority to come to our office to put it in his name and have that signed and notarized and have him send that to you. And then when you come into our office, you will sign it also and send it over to him. Probably in that case, you might want to have a bill of sale also. And if you do that, please put down gift, because a gift works just as well. Do not put down a dollar and other considerations. That's an old tale that goes back way back when.
So just write gift?
Just write gift. That's perfectly fine.
So power of attorney.
Power of attorney and a gift. And you've got the title, and so therefore you can sign it. And please don't sign the title. Now, he's going to have to sign it, too, on the back. You got to make sure you sign it in the correct places and print the name in the correct places. And unfortunately, it is a minefield on the back of the Alabama title. So read it very, very carefully, which says seller and buyer, print and sign the thing. And one of the other little tricks, unfortunately, is you got to sign it like it is on front. So if your name is John P. Jones, it'll say Jones P. John, but on the back you still sign it John P. Jones as you would a regular signature. So it's kind of a little misnomer the way it's spoken there.
Okay, so on the front it does the old last name, surname first,
correct
kind of thing, but on the back you sign it the way
you sign
your name.
You sign your name. Yeah, and a lot of people unfortunately sign it backwards.
What?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, this is your job is to implement these things. It comes out of Montgomery. You didn't make the decisions, but it's like a minefield on some of the stuff.
It
like
is,
you said.
And because people don't know to do it, and they think that, well, that's why I say don't touch it until you come to our office and make sure they do it. Because if you sign it wrong, then you got to get the person who owned the car to go get the title, go get a new title from the state, another 2 weeks to get another new title, and you can't do it down on the bottom of this, because there's four other sections on the back of the title, and those sections are for dealers only. It's only the top section that's for individual sales and movements.
In this gentleman's situation, though, power of attorney, and then signed it as gift.
Gift, yeah. A bill of sale is a gift. Yeah, and have his son send him the title, have him sign it also, mark it clearly, send it back to you, bring it to our office, and then it'll be registered here in Alabama in his name.
Okay. Good one there. Some probably that. You know, but, that's for that guy, but there are probably other people in that same situation.
Exactly, but make sure his address is here in Alabama, because if he owns it in Mississippi, they're going to want the title. They won't make the taxes on that, so he must obviously.
Okay, but let's say that situation. I want to do that. Okay, I'm thinking we'll see what the grades look like. But my daughter's vehicle. She calls her vehicle, but
it's yours.
It's my vehicle.
Yeah.
And she's in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in that situation, let's say she doesn't bring it back here. If she wants to. I don't want her to stay up there the rest of her life, but say she wants to stay up there or gift her the vehicle. Well, I have to do the same. I
mean, you do the same thing. Yeah, you can gift it to her. Or, and what I would do is try to have your title changed to you or her. And in that case, she can also turn around and sell it, or you can
How hard
sell
is that to do to come in and change that to?
Not very. You'd need a power of attorney from her to say, put her name on there as
Okay.
From her to say, I'm willing to do that. And I think it's about another $10 to have that done. But it will say that really helps with married couples who, unfortunately, when people pass away and deceased, where the surviving spouse can come in there with or instead of and.
Okay. B-Dark says, I learned not to drop insurance. I did that with my 1960 F-150, which I think she had sent me a picture of this truck. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I did that with my 1960 F-100, not F-150, F-100. It cost me a $200 fine because I did not give them the tag back.
Well, that's because she it's not a matter of giving the tag back. Is it you've got to say that the car is not on the road. You didn't answer the letter to the state. And what happens if you do not answer the letter to the state? It sits in our computer system until you show up and then try to get a tag for it. Then that we will see that. So once you get that notice from the state, you've got to answer it. The car is not serviceable anymore. You don't own it anymore. Those kind of things. It used to be about 2 years ago. You could bring in and turn in the tag and say, I'm not using that car, and turn the tag in. But now the state changed that, which I was against, but the state went and said that. So now you can still come in and turn the tag in and cancel your registration. But do that before you drop the insurance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one from Damn Yankee, although this is going to be an inspection question, but I'm going to read it. By the way, Damn Yankee, my son and I go back and forth on this subject all the time, says, squat trucks are supposed to be illegal, which they're actually, I don't know if they ended up passing that legislation where they're going to measure between the front and back
right,
bumper.
Right, yeah.
But he says, cause I don't think they are, but he says squat trucks are supposed to be illegal, but apparently no one has let MPD in on that. Why does a DMV issue tags to squat trucks? But y'all don't do any inspection.
We do not do an inspection on it. Like we don't determine whether you're riding the car, you're driving it on the front of the car, the back of the car, upside down. That's not our call. That's a law enforcement issue there.
And I don't know if they pat. I remember they were talking about some legislation.
We don't inspect that, no.
They were going to measure between the front bumper to the ground, to the back bumper to the ground. It was a ratio. And I said, back then, I said, that's all we need is law enforcement to have another job.
Yeah, it's like a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, but and by the way, people were probably guessing. They would think, oh, well, his son likes it, and Sean, no. Y'all, I'm just as cantankerous away from the radio. My son doesn't like, he thinks they're unsafe.
Unsafe, yeah.
And so, just to be me, I argue that's the liberty of the citizen to drive that vehicle.
Well, remember, the low riders running around, they couldn't go over a curve.
Yeah, but we always said that. Like, if somebody ever chasing me in a squatted truck, mm-hmm. I'd just go to where there's big, traffic comps, I'd lose them. I need to go back, but I don't think they passed that law.
I don't think they did either. We would know about that, I'm sure.
Now, do I think it looks really stupid? Yes, yeah. I really do think it looks really stupid. And do I worry they
that's
can't
not illegal.
That, believe me, there'd be a whole bunch of us locked up if being stupid was illegal out there. You mentioned on boats, and this is interesting. You go check your record, see the number of boats I sell and deal
it's
with
two
you.
Sides of a toilet paper roll with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I've been doing that for my whole life. But so I sold it, but in this case, it was a trailer recently. And I sold the trailer from this boat. And guy's out of Mississippi. And he said, hey, I need the title to the trailer. I said, it's Alabama. We don't have title to boat trailers.
Right.
I assume it's, you pay for the boat, the trailer comes with it.
Yeah. That's why we don't tag boat trailers.
Yeah, and it's been his problem. I've tried to help him, give him everything I can, and talk. Yep. But he's playing heck over in Mississippi because they tag their trailers.
Yep, they do.
They're boat trailers in Louisiana and Florida as well. Somebody, a friend of mine, I'll tell you his name off the air, you'll know who it is, went ahead and got an Alabama boat trailer tag because he fishes so much in Florida, he didn't want to get grief.
Well, you get a utility tag and put it on your boat trailer.
Yeah.
And then they leave you alone.
They leave you alone down in Florida. He said before he was getting stopped, even though it's legal.
Even though he's got an Alabama tag on his car, they'll still sometimes, depends on the officer.
So if somebody wanted to do that, they're going to go to Florida, they're going down the Keys or whatever, they don't want to get hassled, they would come into you.
Get a utility trailer tag and we'll put it on your boat trailer.
Okay. Your website?
Say again?
Website, where do people go?
Our website is mobilecountylc.gov now. We're not .com anymore. We're .gov.
All right. Merry Christmas to you and the crew.
Merry Christmas. Glad to talk to you people. And I'll be back here again another day. We'll talk about it.
100%. All right. Coming right back to wrap it up here on Midday Mobile.